Alrighty.
Alright, let's say a word of prayer and we'll get this party started.
Father Yah, we glorify you as always. We bless your name. We thank you for creating an environment whereby you can be glorified in the work that we do. And we just bless you for all the things that you've planned for us, the vision that you passed down to us to carry it out. We're coming to understand more and more each day that it is a grave responsibility, and you've entrusted us with it, and we just thank you for that. And we thank you for all the things that you do for us. We thank you for the manifestation of your kingdom each day. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen.
All right. I've been led to kind of classify this not as a Bible lesson on the night, really, but somewhat of a meeting. And the reason why I said somewhat of a meeting, because it's just some things that I want to just share with you. Share with you as far as some things that we now understand and direction we'll be taking from here. As y'all know, we've been continuing with our project really since we started it. We stopped for a week or so, week or two. That was my doing, and once y'all led me to start it back up again, that's when I did. And so the whole time we've been moving forward. It's been a blessing, but at the same time it's been challenging. But we thank God for where He's brought us to. And we're in some finishing stages of the project. Had a meeting today. Meeting went really well. Got some understanding of some things that we're going to have to do to get in at least into some portions of it, and we'll keep moving as Yah lead us to do it as long as we're able. But there are some things that I want to lay out. Make sure we're all on the same page and things like that as far as the what Yah's called us to do and for us to understand it. Elder, I know as I start talking, as I lead you, just stop me whenever you feel like it, because with me, a lot of time I get to run my mouth too long, you be done lost your train of thought. So stop me when you're ready in the end. And just jump in. Let me get out of this one. This ain't working. And so, we have a great responsibility, and the more I see it materialize, the more I realize how much of a responsibility that we have. When I had the meeting today up at the building, I met with an individual. He's a pastor,
who has gone through some things that we're getting ready to go through. So y'all led me to get some advice from him and things like that on what we could do at this stage. As y'all well know, we're being taxed on the property. You know, have been taxed. Well, I think this is the third year I lose count. I think this is the third year we'd be taxed. I'm ready to get that off. And because, you know, what we're looking at in reference to what we've had to pay as far as the taxes are concerned, that could have been funds, you know, we can put into the, you know, we can be put into the project. But y'all has his timing and how he want to do things. That's why I'm learning how to take everything, you know, with a grain of salt in stride, because I'm realizing, okay, if this had not happened, this would not be happening, and just, you know, one thing after another. And so Elder kind of corrected me on this here, and I appreciate it, where, you know, I was like, man, I said, you know, being that what happened to me as far as my health is concerned, you know, it started back in October of last year, and I mean, it went on for a period of time. I'm doing much better, not 100% yet, but the reason why I said not 100%, you have to understand that from my perspective. 100% with me is being able to grab the 400 pounds that I used to grab. That's what I call 100%. So 80% for me, or 70% for me, maybe somebody like, wow, ain't nothing wrong with you, you know, so kind of, you know, things like that. So, and what I come to realize is I may never be 100% from my perspective. You know, I'm 57 years old. I probably never weigh 225, 235 again, you know, because y'all has changed my diet. You know, I'm a garden, doing, you know, really well. Been eating off from some things, you know, in it, you know, and so because these things are happening, I'll never be what I was from certain perspective of the physical. And I think what people fail to realize is that what y'all is doing with me, my physical is not normal. You don't catch, you know, 50-some-year-old guys do the things that I've done, you know, before I start coming down with my stomach issues and things like that. Stomach issues are fine. Hadn't had any problems sleeping or anything like that. You know, none of those things are, I don't have any of those issues and things like that. And that was my main issue, was my stomach just always felt unstable. Well, it doesn't feel that way anymore. So, you know, I feel fine. I'm, you know, my gym is open, so, you know, I'll be able to go in and work toward that goal of getting that 90 pounds up. You know, Elder, he got it up. I was like, forget it, man. You know, I ain't doing this, you know. So I did 80s instead, you know. I was like, I ain't doing the 90s. And so I got a laugh out of it. But you know, I'm getting there. A lot of things are, we're getting past a lot of things because this is a season to do it. Just sent some information to Fannin County. We're on our last leg of having to ever deal with them again, because, you know, it's just some things that y'all was doing. And everything is coming into play at its perfect timing. We're in a perfect storm. And so the reason why I brought it up is because I had felt, you know, and Elder corrected me on it. I don't know if he realized or not, but he did. And I received it. I was like, okay, I'm good with it. I had felt that I was about 6-7 months behind schedule of things that I normally would already have done. It's just some things, when it come down to this time of year, I'm already finished with it. Well, because of how I had been feeling for those months, I always felt like, okay, I'm 6-7 months behind schedule. Well, looking at everything that's that has taken place, the other was like, well, no, you're not really 6 or 7 months behind schedule. It's like, we read on time. We read on time. And I'm like, you're right, because if I had written certain proposals back then, they wouldn't be as effective as what they're going to be.
The environment has been created for them to be more powerful than they would have been had you done it 6, 7 months ago.
Yep. In that same vein now, if we had finished the building a year ago, we would have been affected by this pandemic. We would have had a lot of employees that would have been affected. You know, we'd have had the daycare open. We'd have a lot of other programs going. Dealing with kids the way that we're going to be dealing with kids. A lot of programs and a lot of things we would have had implemented would have stopped in its tracks. So y'all was like, okay, I'm going to put you on hold for a period of time because I'm creating a perfect storm so that when this do move forward, everything is in place.
Wetting the people's appetite for this.
Yeah.
More so than it was before.
Yep.
Now people looking for this kind of stuff.
Yeah. You would be shocked the amount of emails and text messages and inboxes and all this stuff that I received since George Floyd was murdered. It's been so much information. It's like people now are looking for something and they're saying to me, which is us, they're saying to me, okay, what is it that you want to do? How do you want to do it? We all ears, just tell us what you want us to do. And so as I was walking through the building last week, it just kind of hit home. I'm like, man, we almost there. We're right here. Pastor came up to the building today. He was dumbfounded. He was like, man, I'm impressed because I know what the building looked like. And then I'm seeing what it's looking like now. And I see how far you guys have come. And he was like, man, you're a great man of faith. I'm like, well, I got some faithful people and we have put our faith together and you're seeing it. And I'm like, the things that I'm walking, you're walking through and we're looking at, these are things that was in my head for years and things that was in other people's head for years. And now we're seeing the designs that was in our head. And as we walk through certain areas that was empty, we're seeing the design that was in our head when we walk through those areas that was empty. And so, so as we met, when we met and we were walking through, we went up on the roof. We now have some ideas on what we can do to straighten out the leaks that we have around the edges. We ended up going to his building, and exactly what he had done in his building is what we need to do. Exactly, I took photos and everything. I was like, this is it. He was like, so what they're saying you have to do, he said, you don't have to do that. He said, this is all you have to do right here. You can tack it down. He said, matter of fact, you gotta know how to do all this. All y'all need to do is get the material. And he said, so they did their whole roof, but I was saying, yeah, all we gotta do is bring it over like yours is here and bring it down out maybe about 2 feet at the most. And we got our leak problem solved. Then as he was on the roof, he started praying. He prayed for our general contractor. Then he started praying for me. And as he prayed for me, there were things that he spoke that confirms what we know. What we've been talking about for years, and what he said in a nutshell was our campus was the model for many things to come. That this was not going to be the only one we were going to do. We know that. We've said it often, that it's not going to be the only one that we're going to do, but it's going to be the model by which even other ministries will model their projects after. That's another thing that I knew was going to take place. I used to tell general contractor all the time. I said, now once you finish this, I said, people are going to come in and see it, and they're going to want the work done. And so it creates an environment of what we've all had to learn by trial and error, so to speak. Now we're better able to handle some things because we've done it. You know, it was just kind of like it was our practice. So we've done it. Now when we start looking to other facilities and even looking at other people's facilities, we can say, oh, yeah, we got somebody that can do this here and can design this here. You need some ideas? We have all that in place. And it creates another stream of resources whereby there are things that can be done. So as far as the taxes are concerned, I need y'all's assistance to the highest degree to finish out all of it, but right now to finish out the part that is necessary to get the taxes off. I'm tired of giving Pharaoh funds that we shouldn't have to give Pharaoh, and I got to go before them one more time too. But he gave some wonderful ideas, some things I wish I had known before now. But again, that's how y'all wanted to do this. There's certain things he wanted us to do before we come into that, to the information that I found out today. And then there were things that y'all was showing me that I was like, I called Mama Coase about it. And I was like, okay, Mama Coase, look, this is what y'all was showing me as I was walking through the building, and we were talking about some things, and I'm like, okay, y'all could have showed this a long time ago. And what he showed me was that we were talking about finishing out certain portions of the first floor just to get in on the first floor. So we were like, okay, we got to get the restrooms straightened out, the men and women's restrooms straightened out, and different things like that. The area go all the way down to the reception area, back to the daycare area and all the daycare. We was like, we need to get that area straightened out. We was just going to close the rest of it off and just keep moving once we get to CO to get the taxes off. Well, today, y'all was like, you have restrooms. Y'all already built out restrooms. So you don't even have to touch the restrooms in the hallway. Get the CO with the restrooms that's in the classrooms. Now, he could have said that way back yonder, but it wasn't the time. So he's like, this is what I want done. Focus on this area. Bring a wall across right there. So as soon as we come through the first entryway, which is outside the gate, that whole daycare wing is what we're going to establish, but we're not going to call it a daycare until we're ready. We're just getting the CO. So we don't have to go in there and say, well, this is daycare space. We just say, no, this is office space. This is office space. Now, once we get in there and we get daycare ready, then we can turn around and get it positioned as far as daycare. But right now, primary focal point is I'm tired of giving the city money that we shouldn't have to be giving them. So he gave ideas that we could do. He said, now, as far as the units, he said, I can aid you guys in getting units. And I took pictures of the units they had, the packed units and different things like that. He said, I can aid you guys in doing that. And I also have a guy who can install them that install ours. He said, but I believe that your guy can actually run the ductwork to what he put in. He said, that's one idea. And then I was like, I said, you know what? I said, if we went that route right now, that'd be fine. I said, but push come to shove, there are different types of units that you can put inside a building that doesn't have to come from the roof. There are different, you know, for example, although the way our windows are made the way that they are, a window unit, I'll just give an example as far as that is concerned. A window unit can be put in, that's your AC. It's just different ways that it can be done just to get the CO to get in there. And so it kind of opened up the door for a lot of thoughts that we can sit around and brainstorm to see what would be the best process to get that area open. So, you know, in a brief discussion, you know, with Mama Coast about it, we're looking at finishing the daycare wing and the cafeteria area. Although we're not going to say it's a cafeteria. We don't have to. It can be storage. Consider it storage, as long as it's finished out to a degree. Because remember, the primary focus is to keep moving, but get, you know, quit. I don't want to get no more money to the city. And so those are things that we'll be working on. But we're making efforts to do this. And a few of us shouldn't have to be doing this. All of us are a part of this, and everybody has done something in one fashion or another, but we need to finish this. We really do. We need to finish it. And there are certain things, you know, that I'm not going to say because we're recording, but there's been great sacrifices that's being made. And I want y'all to understand me as a pastor. I've never been a pastor that liked to pound people for anything or ask for anything, because it's an issue of the heart. Because everything I do is from the heart, and I'm like, okay, if everything I do is from the heart, and I'm the leader, then I expect my congregation to be the same way. And I said, my, you know, I'm just making it personal, but I want, you know, I always say I want to create an environment where I can create myself. And so my mindset is whatever it takes to glorify Yah, that's what I'm willing to do. I could have been a very, very wealthy man now. Still gonna be that, but I'm talking, I could have been very, very wealthy now if I was considering what was best for me. I've been in a position where I could have made a lot of money. I could have forgotten about y'all a long time ago. You know, I could have been, you know, when the building looked like a war zone and things like that, and $500,000 was put on the table, I could have took that and walked away. It was just vacant. We hadn't invested anything into it. I could have took that and socked it in the bank and been like just other preachers and just paid me a salary from it. But my goal has never been my personal success. My success is based upon the welfare of everybody involved in this. So I'll look at me as being successful when I see everybody doing well, not just a few. Yeah, yes.
You're not operating a pyramid scheme.
Not at all. And so that's my goal. That's my goal, and so we're almost there. Now, I kid you not, again, if this had been about me living comfortable, I could have agreed to rent that space out to a whole lot of people, because a whole lot of people trying to get in there right now. One of them is DISD Head Start. We talking about major money. And all I had to do was just say, you know what, I'm going to sit back, relax, and take it easy. And I'm going to live well. And I want Mercedes-Benz and you know, Rolls Royces. I want all these luxury things. And so I'm just going to lease out the space. you know. And United Ministry, Project United, we can have a service over in the corner somewhere, and Project United, you can have an office or two here and there, and the rest of it, we can just lease that space out and make that money. We have the ability to make money from that property just leasing space. It's easy. But that's not what Yah is doing. It's not what he's doing with us. And we all have to understand that. Now again, this is my last time. I'm just being honest. This is my last time encouraging you guys to support it to the level that it needs to be supported, because we're all going to benefit from it. In life, what you're willing to invest is the level of return that you get. If you're willing to invest a little, then there's not a whole lot you should expect. That's not fair. But if there's commitment enough to see the task get done, then everyone can benefit from it. All your ideas that you have, it can materialize in that place. It really can. We're not building something, or let me get personal. This is not Lund's. It's not Lund's building, and the perspective of all this get done and Lund get all the glory. Man, I care less about glory. I just want us all to shine. That's my mindset. That's what he put in me as a shepherd. But being honestly, when you look at the legal structure of it, okay, there are certain things that legally, from the structure that I've set up as corporations and things like that, I got a strong position. Yah uses certain people to do certain things, but then there are people who there are two type of people that do these certain things. One type is an individual, as I mentioned earlier, whose sole purpose for doing these things is because they're selfish, and all they're concerned about is what I get out of doing what I'm doing. Then there's an individual like me who understand that Yah started this out and had me to set things up and my name legally on a lot of documents, but that's not the heart of me. I'm a shepherd. And so the heart of a shepherd that Yah guides truly is all about the welfare of his people. And so the reason why I refuse to just lease the space, the reason why I refused to just take the $500,000 when it was real easy to do, just take the check, walk away. It's a hot mess. You know, water in the basement, halfway to your chest, and debris everywhere. Everywhere you can walk through, look like grenades have been thrown all through the building. It was real easy to take $500,000 because there was no investment in it for us at the time. But we made the investment. And the reason why I couldn't do it, take the $500,000, the reason why I can't take all this space and lease it out is because I have a primary focal point. My primary focal point is not me. My primary focal point is my people. I want to see change and success happen to my people as a whole. And if I have to sacrifice my life, my resources, if I have to sacrifice everything about me so that my people can live well, that's now you found me. You where I'm at. So everything that I do, my motivation is because I'm looking at my people walk down the street. I'm looking at I'm looking at certain things we're going through. And what Yah told me was this. He said, the sheep are out there. They have a zeal. You've been watching it. You've been watching them protest. You've been watching all these things take place. He said, but they don't have a shepherd. They don't have someone that is led by me that can now put them in the position where they can see Yah enough to say, I'll submit to whatever direction we're headed. Not you're headed, we're headed. Because all the shepherd do is lead the sheep in a certain direction. And so that's what's going on, and that's what this ministry as well as this project is about. It is about a symbol that speaks to a people in a time when nobody believed that this can be done outside of us, and people having resources to do it, but they haven't been gifted with the love for their people enough to do it. There's a whole lot of black folks with a whole lot of money, and they'll give $10,000 or something like that, but you will not find you will not name somebody, name a celebrity, name anybody that's putting large sums of resources in comparison to what the resources they have into the lives of their own people. They may build a building or a school or something like that, but when you look at it and you start uncovering it, it's not really their money. It's just that they have the name. You got a few people that's willing to follow that name that'll turn around and fund those things that they're doing. They're not putting the money in it themselves. And so what you're seeing with what we're doing is a standard that's being set for our people first. We're not saying we're not going to deal with other people. So here's my approach, or this is our approach. Paul said, not shame of the gospel, for it's the power of Yah and the salvation to them that believe. The Jew first, then the Gentile. So everybody that comes to the table to deal with us, because we're going to have more than one facility. This is just the one we're launching from. There are going to be people who are going to be getting in line to do business with us. But our focus is always primary. What is it that you want to do business with us that gives an advantage to our people? If you don't have no advantage for our people, then we don't want to do business with you. We're not saying we're not going to do business with other nations. We're saying the business that we do with other nations has to benefit our people, or we don't do business with other nations. So this is the question that I ask all of these organizations who were saying that they want to rent a space that we're not going to give them, but said that they wanted to rent space. My deal was like, okay, when you come in and make money in our facility, what you gonna do with it? All of them gotta answer that question that we deal with. When you make money in our community, what are you gonna do with it? Are you gonna make that money and you gonna stroll down the street to your neighborhood and put it in your neighborhood and put it in the bank in your neighborhood and only deal with your neighborhood and things as far as you personally is concerned? Are you going to do that, or are you going to take the money that you're making in our facilities? Are you going to take that money and put something into aiding our people in reaching the goals that we've come up with for our people? Other than that, I don't know. That's what I mean when I say, when I sit down at the table, I have to see Yah, because I know Yah is about his people. And everybody who sit down at the table, whether they are our people or someone who want to do business with us because they see that Yah's hand is upon us and how they prosper as they connect to us, they have to have the same agenda as ours, or we don't do business with. I don't want to be just a landlord. And so you have some people who don't understand our mindset and our concept. They want to come in and say, well, can we rent out 10,000 square foot of space? Well, what you going to do when you rent it out? What is it that you're willing to do for that 10,000 square foot of space that you're renting out? What are you willing to do for us as those who are in the community or the avenue by which we see some funding streams need to take place? If you can't answer that question, don't sit at our table. Now, when I say that, I'm not talking about our luncheon pad building. As I said, we're going to get other ones. This is just one project of many. One of many. We're going to use it as the model, and then I'm going after other ones. Everything is in place. We already learned. We learned how to draw floor plans. We learned all this kind of stuff and how to put this and that together and make it all work. We understand how to do it. We don't have to go out and hire somebody to design stuff. We design. Matter of fact, the pastor was asked, he said, who was your architect? I said, us. He said, wait a minute. Y'all drew this y'all self and designs. Everything you walking in is what we drew on paper. Every square footage of it, we can tell you where everything is, how it all is. Everything that we did it ourselves. We don't have to go get no architect to do nothing. Yes?
Because when you get an architect to do something and you want to pay something, you want to change something, you got to pay everything.
Got to pay.
You want to make a change.
Got to pay. Now think about this. If we can design, I say if because we're doing it. If we can design a building, 60,000 square foot of space, did you think we can design somebody's house? Ain't that a piece of cake? If we all understand what y'all is doing, all of this stuff that we've been thinking about and dreaming about is a piece of cake. We already have everybody in place who can come in here and design anybody's house. It's in-house. What someone would go out and pay, have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to do, we got this stuff in-house. And then you got somebody who's a go-getter and go get the land. Everything is in place. Your dream houses, just using this for example, your dream houses are at hand. They're a hand away because everything is in place to get those things done. And y'all is constantly bringing more and more connections in order to do it. But we have to see what y'all is doing as far as the importance of our project. Our project is a launching pad of many things. And you're hearing it today and you watch it come to pass. This is one of many buildings we will own in the Metroplex.
And beyond.
Matter of fact, when the guy was praying, he said all over the country and then started saying out of the country. And then when he finished, he said, I need to sit down and talk with you because there are pastors that I know that's in Africa that need your services on what you guys have done here. So you guys have basically designed and built a facility. He said, you know what it would take to do this kind of stuff? And y'all have done this on your own? We know how to do it. You know, I do it, all these things in place. And so, you know, so I said all that to say this. We need to move. And we need everybody's support possible to get these things done. We also need to move to finish some things in Honey Grove. You know, we have the ceiling is down. I've been with Brent and stuff like that. And You know, I got with Brent. I was like, okay, you know, the hallway ceiling is down. It's not much. I'm like, okay, we need to, you know, get the general contractor down there, fix all this stuff up, and start to, you know, make preparations for all these things are concerned, because there are one or two things that's going to happen as y'all continue to lead this. Either we're going to use this campus, or he's getting us ready for somebody else to use it. But we get paid big time for it. Either way it goes, fine with me. And so everything is coming into play, even to the point to where these people down there, they know they have nothing else to go on, so they're like, okay, well, when can you guys get the portion finished that you say you're gonna get? Now they're looking for something else. When can y'all finish that, bro? It's just a ceiling. All we gotta do is throw up some ceiling tile. You ain't gotta. You don't have us in a bind. So when the time is right, we'll go down there and do those things and get that taken care of. But it's going to take a commitment for all of us to be able to do it. I need all of your support. I need it on a consistent basis. I don't want each week us to hit and miss. I don't want to take up funds one week and then we don't take up anything the next week. You know, we mentioned there are sacrifices that's being made. We've showed y'all that information, you know, certain things that we've used. We've used cars and things like that. We've turned over every rock we can turn over to keep this project going. And I don't feel like it is right for a few of us to extend themselves out at that level. And we not all get in there and relieve some of that strain. We need to do it, because, you know, if we don't do it, then it makes it a weird feeling to see something finished and was like, well, shoot, man, people sitting around while we was constantly working. Everybody has done their part, but some of us are still doing it. We've never stopped. We made up our mind we're never going to stop until it's finished. As long as we got a nickel, we made up our mind nothing's going to stop us as long as we have the ability to do something. And so as your pastor, I'm saying the same thing to all of you. All of you should have the same mindset, or it makes me question your faithfulness to what y'all is doing with this project. There's no other way to look at it. What is it that you won't hear from here? And so as your pastor, I'm challenging each one of you. I've dedicated my entire life to this. I could have been sit a long time ago. And all I'm saying is, make a dedication to finish what we started, and as we finish what we started, watch it all be beneficial to each one of us as well as our people as a whole. If you don't believe that, we're still going to do it, and everything I just said is going to take place. But, you know, I don't want any of you, and when I say any of you, it's my true heart's feeling. I don't want any of you to stand there on the day when it's all said and done and you say, I could have done better. I don't want any one of you to have that guilt of saying, I could have done something better to accomplish this goal. I'm seeing it all now. It's all working. I see the resources coming in. I see the effect that is happening on the lives of our people, the community, the city, and beyond that. I see the vision. It's plain now. I don't want it to be any regrets. So work while it's day. Work while it's day. And again, y'all, and like I said, we may just take a trip up there one day and just let you see where we are. We're right there. We're on the edge of this thing. So much so that I go up there one day. our driveway that leads to the back, you know, our driveway that leads to the private driveway back in the building, it's all tore up. And I'm looking like, man, you know, what is going on? So, you know, the gas company came up there and actually tore up just the sidewalk portion of it. It wasn't a lot. And I'm not, you know, I was telling the general contractor, I said, man, you need to try to contact them people to find out when they're going to come back and fix this little area right here, man, this sidewalk. But I didn't know they were going to come back and fix our whole driveway. They came back and redone the whole driveway. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, okay, y'all, you getting ready for something awesome, and you not cutting no corners on anything, to the point to where the driveway that led to our back driveway, it was all right, but now when you drive by there and look at it now, you be like, well, shoot, man, this is a brand new driveway and everything. And the guys was asking me when I was up that day, it was like they were looking for my approval. They was like, okay, do you like this? Yeah, man, I like this a lot. Brand new driveway. Everybody else's driveway just is tore up. We got brand new driveway. And I'm looking at all this, and I'm like, y'all, you really starting to manifest your glory in every facet, and you like, I want this place to represent what I put in your heart for it to represent, which is a level of excellence that is not going to be matched. When people come in there, they're going to have something to see. And we're doing that on purpose. Think about it now. Whenever we as a people have a meeting, where do we have to have the meetings at? Somebody else's facility. We're always on the clock. They're always looking at us crazy. And you better make sure it's clean right before you walk out the door and all this drama associated with it, because it's not ours. But this here, we can go in there and stay in there however long we want to. And if you ain't acting right, we can put you out however we want to. We ain't got to answer no questions. Because it all belongs to us. Now, you think about it. When our people come there and they see that this facility has been done at this level, and it was done for them, and then for them to understand that they need to take ownership of it, and for them to understand that this is put together specifically for you as a people. And then you have, as we've been discussing, this certain mindset that said, we only want to deal with us because of how they treat us. Well, what do you think they're going to be coming to? For their weddings, for their parties, for their meetings? You starting to see? Everything that they're talking about, we created by the will of Yah, a one-stop shop for everything. Guess who? All these people, not just in Dallas, all these people all over the Metroplex and then all over the world going to be migrating right over there. Right on Connor Drive. You're going to have people from all over the world walking through those doors on Connor Drive, because it's the launching pad of all their dreams. Did y'all hear what I just said? That is the launching pad of all of their dreams. That's what we're creating. That's our responsibility. And so it's a great responsibility, and you cannot take it lightly. So I just wanted to share that with you. But you be persuaded in your own mind. Okay? Let Yah lead you on what you should be doing. Because it goes back to what I had said. Everything I do it from the heart. And if whatever you feel like you want to do, if it's not from the heart, we don't want it. I don't want anything from anybody that it doesn't come from Yah dealing with them and they saying, this is what he's saying I need to do. This is what I feel in my heart I need to do. If he's not dealing with you at all, don't do anything. We don't want it. You know, I want to get some things done. I want to get the roof finished. We have a way to do it. We need to get the material. I'll get together a price and things like that and let you know what the price would be. And if y'all put it on your heart to invest in that, then fine. Right now we kind of at a standstill because we can't. Everything is pretty much framed now in the moment because
they should be done framed by tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm talking about our whole first floor is finished. Just need sheetrock put up. Yeah. And what I mean by finished,
certain location
is already up. Yeah, and the plumbing. Electrical is already in. We're almost there. And so, we want to keep moving. But I want to get the taxes off. So in order to do that, we have to fix that roof because if we don't, we're actually having to go back and replace sheetrock, which is costing us because all the rain that we're getting and the leaks are coming down the finished things, the things we finished. And so that roof is primary. We can't move forward without fixing the roof. So we need to fix it, and we need to fix it ASAP. We got a plan to do it. Everybody that came in and looked at that roof, the cheapest price we got was $65,000. That was the cheapest. But we know how to do it ourselves. We just need to find that material. We have found that material. We've been finished with that. We just didn't know where to get the material. Now we know where to get it. And so all that was y'all's timing, though. And, I've laid it out there. I think I've been as clear as I can. Let's continue to take up resources. If it doesn't go towards supplies, it should at least be helping, us pay down some of the things that we've done with cars and things like this that we've used. Help us out in those areas. We need support. I mean, I know everybody's saying, "Well, man, I got to live." Well, we all got to live, we all got to live. But we've done things for all of us, and all we're saying is help. Just help whichever way you can. Any amount of support is help. And y'all know me, I don't ask for money and things like that. But, I'm just saying we're on the brink of going over this thing, completing this thing, and y'all, we're headed downhill now. We need to roll and finish it. And the sooner we can finish those things, that's the sooner we can launch out and do other things. There's some things that I want to see done to my sister and brother-in-law's house. We have all the stuff in the house, but right now we're in a situation where each time we don't finish something as far as the building is concerned, it costs for us to delay on that building. So it's just some things that we've got to get taken care of first. Once we get those things taken care of, it's a whole lot of other things gonna get taken care of. And so, so y'all just remember, whatever you have to do, whatever you feel led to do is let's get it done. I want to finish it. I got one specific big thing to do, and it's a proposal I have to submit, and some other things that I can do. But I can make this real easy for us, but it's not what y'all want us to do. I got somebody who's willing to give us $2 million right now, but we got to give up a lot. Don't want to do it. So,
Any questions? Comments, anything from anybody? So I'll, you know, whatever y'all can do, man. I started to tease y'all about, you know, some things, man. We go out every Saturday and after service, and we eat and stuff like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But we can use those as funds too, yeah. It's a lot of stuff that we could use. If we all commit, we can get a lot of stuff done. So just have a way he lead and guide you to do it. Let's make sure we get it done. All right, any questions coming? If not, I'm through. We good? Okay. Well, okay, come Sabbath service, I should see about $1 million come in then. Since there's no question and everybody seems to be on the same page, then the buckets and stuff should be overflowing and falling all out of the floor, and you know, we having to go get trash bags and all that, and upgrade security and get us an armored truck to pull up in front of the house to gather all the money. As far as the question that you had in reference to the electrical, I found somebody.
Master.
I found one today.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, found the master electrician, the master plumber, and the master AC person. And so, what they're saying is, okay, if you got guys that can do the duct work and all this here, we can tie into it. And so we don't have to charge.
Design the duct work thing.
Yeah. So they're like, we can tie into it, and we don't have to, you know, charge y'all for that cost. We just say, okay, run it here and here and here, and let us tie in from
so
certain.
They don't tell us where to run it?
Well, no. I mean, so I'll say it this way: yes and no. We already know which direction we want to design it to fit certain rooms. It's just that they'll be able to tell us how many units would tie into those specific areas and stuff like that. So we just basically said, this is how we want it to look, and how can y'all tie into it? So that's what they're saying. They said, if you get your guys to put them up how y'all want it, we'll tie into them with the AC units. So the cost is not going to be anywhere close to what we've been getting, because we're starting to run into the right people. Okay, alrighty, that's all I have, y'all. And like I said, appreciate y'all listening. Appreciate any support that you give. And trust me, you won't regret what you have done or will do. You won't regret it. Trust me, you won't regret it. All right, we're good. Father, y'all, we just bless your name on today, and we thank you for just allowing us to have this meeting on tonight, and just to kind of get on the same page with where we are and where we're going. We thank you for it, y'all, and we thank you for all the resources that come from the north, south, east, and west to allow us to complete it the way that you want to, and we don't have to compromise with anything that is not of you. And we just bless you for that. Thank you for giving us the ability to stand for you and to make you the primary source by which we do things. And we just glorify you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.